Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 26th day of June, year 2019. I'm Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is No More War for Jews. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. Shumai to my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, and welcome to the program. Kumru Embeth. Callers will be welcome. We do ask that you keep comments and or questions as short as possible in order that others can participate. We are in the question and answer mode, which means basically that Robert's Rules of Order will apply one speaker at a time as identified by the host or chairman. The website for scheduling information, daily news, reference material, archives of past programs, etc., are at PastorDan.net. Now, I do have a slight caveat about that, because lately it seems that somebody somewhere is slowing down access to websites. I've noticed that over the past couple days that there's a definite slowing down of loading times when you go to almost any website, but particularly my own and some of the other conservatives and or sites trying to answer the tough questions today and identify who our enemies are. So be aware of that. We're hoping, of course, that other platforms will become available here in the near future for us to use. There was rumor that the Russians are working on it, and I'm sure if the Russians are working on it, other people are working on it. Competition is what keeps things honest and open. That's why the Jews hate competition. In fact, in the early 1900s, many of the Jewish, rich Jewish people in America, they were identified as the industrialists and the bankers, etc., but they were kikes. One of their favorite sayings was that competition is a sin. Well, competition is not a sin to a believer in Christ, but to a Jew, a competitor is a demon, and it is a sin in their religion to give them any competition. And so they did everything they could to eliminate that. Now, how do you eliminate competition? You take over the government. That's one way you do it. So legislatively, you make it very difficult for anybody to challenge the people in charge or the people in power. You take over the courts, so once again, anybody that you go after for violations of the, quote, regulations, you get taken to the cleaners where their buddies, fellow synagogue attendees, get a slap on the wrist or get completely glossed over. Case in point, back in the 1990s, I went to some town hall meeting in New Jersey, and it had to do with the Pinelands. Pinelands in South Jersey are protected, and this family-owned gas station, and I think they had a small diner or cafe attached to it, they wanted to expand and upgrade, and they were told by the, quote, local authorities that they couldn't do that because it was wetland and protected pinelands, and so they were not allowed to do that. However, right down the road, BP Petroleum was allowed to install a brand new gas station, the whole gas station where there was pinelands before. You see how that works, folks? So when people say the government is trying to make everything fair and level and allow us to live in an ordered society, well, you understand what they mean by that. Being ordered for the Jew, okay? Disordered for you and I, so we can't compete. Quink. You know, they're going to enforce these regulations on violators. Well, what they don't tell is that a Jew can never be considered a violator because we're animals and we'll be treated like animals For they're the chosenites, and they can get away literally with murder. That's the way it works. If you don't know that, you just haven't been around too long. So hold on just a second. Now, do you hear? Okay. I'm getting word that there's an echo. There should not be an echo, so let me know. Let me check some settings real quick. Make sure nothing's changed. But, okay. There should not be an echo. So if anybody else has an echo, please put it in the chat window or send an email to BYD, which is By Yahweh's Design, BYD, Pastor Dan. That's all together, no spaces, at yahoo.com. I'll monitor the website, or I should say the email, during the program here. And I also monitor the chat window. So we have two ways of doing it. Or, of course, you can call in and tell us a personal report. If you hear a banging from time to time, it's during my absence on the family emergency leave. Ants seem to have invaded the office. I'm not sure. It could be because of the torrential rains in this area. Often that happens, and they seek higher ground, and often that means they will invade your home. So if you hear banging, it's just me ending the life of an ant. Now, it's been a few days, and I'm having to come up to speed again. It did take a lot of wind out of my sails. I will have to admit that, what happened over the past 6 weeks. Losing a sister is never easy, and I have to be honest, I tried to stay strong over the past 6 weeks for the family and for my sister and for everybody else involved. But now that has passed, they seem to be able to cope and everything's starting to get back to somewhat normal. It seems like it's now starting to hit me that my blood kin is no longer with us, and the way it all went down was not... not in the wits. Let's just do it. We've gone on and on about the medical mafia. I don't know if I want to bore you with that. You all know how I feel about that. It's so sad that people do whatever they're going to do and just completely ignore the advice by loved ones and even those in the profession. We're honored that some of our listeners are what I call the cream of the crop people. We have listeners who have experience in the medical profession, either as nurses or doctors or different capacities in that, administrators, etc. And so they tell us from time to time what's going on, and we try to pass it on to you. In fact, I'm going to have some guests on in the area of health in the very near future. And we're going to talk about not only the medical mafia, but we're going to talk about 5G, radio frequency energies, Wi-Fi, cell phones, etc. You know, no safety study's ever been done, folks, to what all these different energies going through the air. Now, I will tell you that when I was in nuclear power, we were taught that any radiation is dangerous, no matter how small, especially if it's acute. Or not acute, but chronic, meaning it happens continually, even as a small dose, but it's continual, day in and day out. It's considered harmful. It can create harm. And, of course, the higher the intensity, the more damage. But we were taught, back when it was not considered incorrect politically to say the truth, we were taught that all radiation is to be treated as harmful and to minimize exposure. Of course, in the power plants, it's fissionable material, and it is gamma radiation primarily, neutron radiation inside the reactor, but the shield walls keep the neutron radiation down to being almost negligible, so it was gamma was what we were facing most of the time. So, okay, I'm still hearing that there's an echo, but I've only got one person saying there's an echo, so I would suggest they reload. sign out and sign back in. Maybe it's on your machine because nobody else seems to be having that problem. Okay, that's good now. So I would say it's at one particular machine. So again, witnessing what I did is just reinforcing many of the things we've talked about on this program. Your health, people, is vitally important, okay? You can't fight a war if you're unhealthy, okay? You just can't do it. You can't fight a war ideologically because your brain's not going to function right. You can't fight a physical war because your body is in poor condition. You can't fight, period, because you're concerned by your pains and your aches, and so taking energy and time away to deal with an enemy is not something that you're going to want to do. It's just a natural thing. Warriors fight, and typically it's young men, because young men typically don't have all the aches and pains. They've got plenty of reserve energy, their muscles work, their joints work, etc., and so they're the warriors in the trenches, typically. And the older men provide the guidance and logistics and vision, so to speak. But this is a little different kind of war. We're in a spiritual war, and I'm glad to see people like Coach David Havenmeyer, Chuck Baldwin, and many of the other very, very conservative preachers out there, students of the Word, are starting to rattle the cages on these pew setters in these so-called churches. Okay, they haven't reached the point yet to realize that a church is an actual abomination to our Father. Father isn't found in a church. Church is from an ancient word that means circle. And the circles were pagan rituals in the old days. When the believers and followers of Christ got together in each other's homes, or they got together outside in a pasture or in a field or whatever, they didn't have a building. Okay, a building presupposes there's something special about the building, the people that are in the building. Yahweh did not endorse that. Nowhere did he endorse that. Temple worship ended with the coming of the Christ, the Anointed One. Okay, the veil was ripped in two because there was no longer a organized religion between you and the Father, and typically it was corrupt. And it could be used to manipulate you and lie to you, all right? And mainstream churchianity today is exactly the same thing. It's all about the church and the denomination instead of the people and our Heavenly Father. You see what I mean? I'll give you a case in point. I belonged for a short period of time to the Assemblies of God, a Pentecostal church, and I was at a function, and we were having a toast where we had a little goblet, just a small goblet, maybe 4 to 5 ounces of champagne, a low alcohol champagne, and we were going to have a toast, and the pastor said, "Oh, no, no, I can't do that." And I said, "What do you mean you can't do that?" He goes, "Well, you're not really supposed to do that either." And I just looked at him, I said, "What are you talking about?" "Well, we're not supposed to drink alcohol." I said, "Really? Show me in the scripture where it says that." Well, then that led into a little bit of an argument, if you will. I said, "Look, I've read the Bible many times. I don't see anywhere that it says I can't have alcohol. It does tell me not to allow enough alcohol into me to cause me to be a drunkard, because I'm supposed to be in control of my mouth and my mental capacity and my bodily functions at all times, as a good soldier should be. You don't know when an enemy is going to appear. So being drunk is just not good on every level you want to look at it. But there's nothing in there that says I can't have a beer or a glass of wine or even a mixed drink once in a while. All things in moderation." That's what it means by that. You can overindulge in just plain food. You can be a glutton. You can overindulge in electronic technology. Look at the people today with their faces buried in flat screens all the time. They're addicted. You want to talk about overindulgence? They act like you're asking them to cut their arm off if you just leave your tablet or your phone sit on the counter for a few hours. I'm looking into getting an old-fashioned flip phone myself right now, but in the meantime, the cell phone I have is sitting on a table 90% of the time. I don't carry it with me. It doesn't leave the house. I'm not going to aid in their collecting of data as to where I go, who I talk to, where I shop, and all the things that they're selling through Google and Facebook and Yahoo. They're all connected to the intelligence agencies, and the intelligence agencies are all connected back to the beast out of Tel Aviv in Israel. Okay? So as you carry that thing around, you're allowing the Israelis into... monitor you at all times. I hope you understand that. A lot of people say, well, Dan, it's the intelligence agencies doing it. Well, the intelligence agencies, that's an oxymoron because they're not very intelligent, because they're being led around by the nose by the Israelis, just as our stooges in Washington, D.C., being led around by the nose by the Bolshevik communist Jews who have invaded this country. Even though we've had admirals and generals warn us, from George Patton in World War II, George Patton and Douglas MacArthur after the Korean War, General Ben Parton, Smedley Butler back in the early 1900s, at the time he was in the Marine Corps, he was the highest decorated soldier in the U.S. military. And he wrote a book called War is a Racket. And if you read between the lines, the racket is that our soldiers are fighting to keep Jewish businessmen in control in foreign countries. We go in and we commit regime change, assassination, bribery, etc., to ensure that a Jewish business stays in control. And that when Jews buy up another country's resources, that they can't take those resources back. Ergo, what's going on in Venezuela right now and what happened in Iraq years ago. There were no weapons of mass destruction. How come somebody from Washington, D.C. hasn't been put on trial for leading us into a no-win war and the innocent people that were killed, including Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi, because of regime change being played by U.S. government under Zionist control? How come? Nobody's been called to task for that. Nobody's been put on trial for murder and treason. We've got dual citizen people sitting in one of the halls of Washington, D.C., whether they're dual citizen loyalties to Islam or dual citizen loyalties to the Bolshevik Jews. They're not our friends. The books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy make it very clear that you're never to allow a racial alien to have power in your country, political power or governing power. They're never to be there. And our early ancestors understood that. When they wrote the Constitution, when it said all men are created equal, it's talking about white men. All white men that come to this country are equal, whether they come from Ireland, Germany, France, Belgium, Sweden, doesn't matter. They're all equal here. We're all brethren. We're all Israelites. It didn't mean that somebody coming up from South America is my equal. It didn't mean somebody from the Orient, an Asian, was my equal. It doesn't mean some kike from over in Tel Aviv East, who's a Bolshevik Khazar Jew, is my equal in my country. No, he's not. He's an enemy. And as we watch America destroy itself from within, you can see why the Founding Fathers and the Scriptures, all the way back thousands of years, the white men and women were in power, and they prospered when they obeyed our Heavenly Father. Our country and all Western countries are in the process of disobeying the Father. They think they're smarter than our Heavenly Father, and so they're going to be progressive and accept the bribery of the Jew to turn their eyes away from the Jewish takeover. That's how they do it. They come in, they take over the money system, which makes them very, very rich. Then they're able to buy off our people. They go find the ones that are the weakest, and that's how we came up with this word kakistocracy, which is a real word. You can look it up online or in a hard copy dictionary. Kakistocracy, which is from the Greek kakos and Krasi is to govern, as in democracy, which is rule or governing by the people, demos. Kakis is bad or evil. So kakistocracy is defined as governance by the worst elements of society, who govern exclusively in their own interests and to the permanent detriment of all other classes. In other words, government by the least qualified or most unprincipled citizens of your country. Can anybody say Ocasio-Cortez, Pelosi, Boxer, Feinstein, Maxine Waters? The worst of our society. Worst. Doing what they do for their own self-interests and the interests of their spouses rather than for this country. We live in a kakistocracy. And why do we have a kakistocracy? Because we're disobedient to our father. This is a punishment. You're not going to get rid of it. You're not going to vote it out. Donald Trump's not going to do a damn thing about it. Nor is any group of quote white hats. Not as long as white people remain defiant and resist the rule of law, meaning God's law. Man's law is secondary. William Blackstone, the great jurist of England, who we studied in our law schools up until the Jews took total control, and now he's not even in the schools anymore. William Blackstone said, any law that we create by legislature that is against God's law is no law at all. It has no weight. It has no jurisdiction. It has no power, because only God's law has power. Why? Because God is true. Our Heavenly Father Yahweh is true. These pontificating pieces of dog meat we call congressmen or parliamentarian magistrates, etc., as in the parliamentarian system over there, PMs, okay, they're corruptible. Even if they have good intentions, most of them are unfit for duty, as we said in our kakistocracy, because most of them got there by accepting bribery, accepting Jew Bolshevik money for their campaigns, and we're told that if you take this money, of course, it's like the terms of service when you sign up for something like on YouTube or Google or whatever. Oh, you have to agree to our terms of service. And, of course, in the terms of service, you're basically painting yourself into a corner, allowing them access to all your personal data, and in some cases, even access to your hard drive, to use your hard drive on the net to be easier for them to get software to their customers. So you're paying for the electricity and the wear on your hard drive so Google and YouTube and Facebook and all can have an easier go of it. Didn't you get that notice in the mail? Didn't you see the little stipend in an envelope helping pay for your computer and wear and tear and electricity? Oh, you didn't get that? Oh, imagine that. They didn't tell you about that. So it's the same thing with our Congress critters. When they accept the Jew bankers' handouts for their campaign funds, it comes with a, quote, terms of service or terms of contribution in this case, TOCs. The terms of contribution is you will do what's best for the Jew. Or we'll send in the Mossad agents like Jeffrey Epstein, the pervert pedophile that he is, and we'll get pictures of you with little children or whatever it takes to convince you to go our way. That's what we live in. And that's not going to change. You're not going to fix it. That's what it cracks me up when everybody says, well, Trump's going to... No, Trump ain't going to do a damn thing. Everybody thinks that a savior, a pseudo-Christ, a pseudo-anointed one, as in the case of Trump, is going to come in and save the day, when the reason we're in this fix is because of our disobedience. You people don't get it, do you? If there's no repentance, there is no fixing of the problem. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Okay? Repentance. Coming back to the Father. It's interesting that I've noticed that people who truly love Father Yahweh, even in the midst of all this garbage that are going on, are often very blessed people. And I have to admit that when I first realized that my sister was not going to make it, there was a tendency to be angry. There was a tendency to blame our Father. And as I told my brother, I said, if only I could have been a more righteous man, my sister would be alive. That was a bit pretentious on my part, because it's the Father's will and not my will. No matter how righteous or unrighteous I am as an individual, it's Father's will and His will alone. He has an understanding with my sister. I wasn't with her 24 hours a day, so I have no idea what she did or did not do. If she loved the Father, from everything I saw, she definitely did. But could she have done things differently in her own personal life as far as maybe diet and work and stress management? Probably so. Did she have a propensity for certain physical problems due to her DNA? Possibly. But this garbage, that everything that happened to us is based on DNA and your genetics, is BS. I hope you understand that. It's lifestyle. And as I told you on Monday night in the short broadcast we did, my daughter took a class in oncology, and the oncologist who was holding the class said that there's been a change recently in the medical profession where the people in oncology are now teaching and doing it in their practices. They are questioning people as to what their habits are and what their diets consist of. Can you imagine that? The medical mafia, after all these years, is doing the right thing and asking people about their personal habits, their work, their stress level, excuse me, and their diet. And this oncologist says that in her case, she puts them on a very strict diet, mostly plant-based, and she tries to get their pH level up to the alkaline so that they're not in the acidic mode, etc. And isn't that funny? Because we've been talking about that for 20 years on the radio, and an additional 15 years before that in personal appearances at congregations and at patriot meetings. And yet, during that 35-year period, we were ridiculed. It doesn't matter. What difference does it make? You're going to die one day anyway. At least in the meantime, I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I've actually had people say that to me, and people that are, I quote, friends or relatives. Can you believe that? It's the same way that people look at this relationship with the Almighty. It's the same attitude. I'm a good man or a good woman. I don't need a personal relationship with the Father. I'm okay. I didn't murder anybody today. I didn't rob a bank today. I didn't take a baseball bat and beat up my neighbor today. So I'm a pretty good guy. What do I need a personal relationship with a Father for? Do you see how that works? What do I need to eat the right things for? Because I might get hit by a Mack truck. Somebody might break into my house tomorrow night and shoot me. So what good would all that work to eat the right? Do you see the stupidity of that? Really, I mean, it's pretty damn obvious to me how silly that is. All right? If you have a relationship with the Almighty, which is based on truth and love and His Word, and as you study His Word, you cannot deny the fact that we are responsible for what we put in our bodies, regardless of whether you die at 30 or 95, or even 120, which is my goal. Okay? Moses got 120. I want my 120. Not because I think I need to be around that long, but because I think there's good work to be done yet, and I want to stay here and finish it. Then it's time to go home. And believe me, I'll be ready when it's time. I'm pretty close to being ready already. I've seen enough misery, I've seen enough death, I've seen enough sorrow, sickness, ignorance, willful ignorance, backbiting. Speaking of which, I was just told by our friend in South Africa that Eli James has now got it in for me because of something David James put on a website exposing Eli for being a fraud. Well, that's between David James and Eli James. It's got nothing to do with me. Why he's drugged me into this mix, I have no idea. If he wants a war, we'll have a war. I haven't told everything I have on Eli yet. All right? But if he wants a war, he can have it. Because he has a lot to answer for. And now he's got many of the past hosts on Eurofolk Radio have left there, and Eli's behavior is very much a part of the reason for leaving, and the behavior of Steve Anderson, and sometimes even David James. This is what's been reported back to me. Okay? So if they want to do that, if Eli and Steve or whoever else over there at EFR want to do that, well, bring it on. It won't be the first time. And it won't be the first time Eli's tried to cause trouble in my life. He's done it in the past. It didn't work, and so he gave up on it. In a particular case, he took the testimony of an individual and never bothered to check with me or any other individuals, as the scripture plainly says, before he passed judgment and condemned me in public meetings and public gatherings of the elders. I was astounded. And I called him on the carpet for that when he finally did answer his phone. All right. So, again, if they want a war, bring it on. It won't be the first, probably won't be the last time. There is a new platform out there called PocketNet.app, APP, that is supposed to be offering an alternative to at least YouTube and Google and some of these other platforms. I have not checked into it. I just found out about it. Some of the conservatives are out there promoting it, so we'll have to look into it. And there'll be other ones, of course. The censorship is in full swing, and the criminality of the demons that walk amongst us is in full swing at this time, too. It's just unbelievable. If you watch the YouTube channel, A Call for an Uprising, or High Impact Vlogs, V-L-O-G-S, V Victor, L-O-G-S, High Impact Vlogs, they do a really great job of exposing what some of these Satanists and occultists are doing right now. And it's truly unbelievable. But here again, many people are completely apathetic. And it's interesting that saying that just went out, tolerance and apathy, those two together, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Are you paying attention? Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. This society is dying, and it's a death that needs to happen, to be honest with you. If we're so lame and lazy that we allow these perverts to get away with what they're doing, why should we survive? If we allow these degenerates to push their pedophilia and drag queen transgender moronic behavior and there's no pushback, hey, why should we survive? We are an aberration of nature, folks. Whether you like to believe it or not, all these homosexuals and all this stuff that's going on, you are an aberration of nature. In nature, these things don't happen. Only a pervert and demonic mind within a person can even think of these debauched behaviors. And yet, in America, it flourishes. We are the Babylon of old. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. That's one of the things I noticed in the 6 weeks that I was up in the middle part of the state and traveling and going to the hospital every day and going out to the malls once in a while and restaurants, etc. We're just like Babylon. Nobody cares about the corruption in Washington. Nobody cares about the corruption at the state level. Nobody cares about the corruption at the county level. Nobody cares about the fact that you're being taxed way beyond what the founding fathers wanted. And the old saying is, the power to tax is the power to destroy. Well, guess what? You're on your way out, folks. You keep putting your faith in the false Christ called Trump, if you want, and his band of merry men, most of whom are Bolsheviks in Washington. If you think that's going to save the day, well, go ahead. I'm not there. I don't see anything convincing me otherwise either. Now, I have a lot of people that tell me, oh, he's playing 5D chess, and, you know, these people are really demonic that he's up against. Well, personally, either he's playing us or he has no power. Either way, it's bad for us, okay? Because the demon-possessed continue on as if nothing's going on. The attempts to disarm us through red flag laws, no, that continues unabated. The perversions in our schools, Coach Dabomir went up to a small town in Oregon. Now, this is a small town way up in Oregon. Just the other day, called Albany. And there were 500 queers and degenerates on the streets in that little town having a gay parade. And the police were actually there to make sure that the preachers, there was one preacher there trying to, and all he was doing was answering questions. He wasn't carrying a sign. It's just when the perverts come up to him and tried to antagonize him, he answered them with biblical answers. And he got accosted by a police officer. Don't you be talking about that Bible. Uh-oh, what? Don't you be talking about that Bible here. So the boys in blue have gone over to the dark side, have they? Not all of them, obviously. We're not talking about all of them. But you can't trust them either now. Because some of them are on the dark side, some of them are on the right side, which is pretty much every organization in America today. You got elements on the good and the bad. So we are in the war that was spoken of long ago, the war between the children of light, which represents knowledge, truth, wisdom, decency, etc., versus the children of darkness, which is ignorance of God's law and ignorance of natural law and perversion. Okay? So the children of those two different diametrically opposed groups are at war right now. Only time's going to let us know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. In the end, we're going to win. Now, here's why. Okay? You don't even have to believe in the Bible. You don't even have to believe in an almighty God. Nature will get rid of perverts. Okay? When you are an aberration of the natural order, nature herself will ensure that your demise is on the horizon. Okay? So you can throw the whole thing out about the Bible and biblical teachings and all this. You can throw it out. And they can come in and take us away and put us in prison or kill us, which is what a lot of them want to do. Just as the Bible says, in that day, they will kill you, believing they're doing service to God, because they've created a new God, this tolerant God, tolerant of everything. That's the new religion. It's a false religion, but it's got adherents, particularly in the degenerate and pervert community. Okay, but here's the good news. We don't have to do a damn thing. Because they can go past us, they could do us in if they want, and they're still going to fail. They're going to die miserable deaths down the road as they get away with their perversions, because it's not natural. Anytime you go against nature, Mother Nature doesn't give a damn about political correctness. Mother Nature doesn't give a damn about the Bolshevik Jewish agenda. Nature will see to it that these perverts, in the end, will perish. So they can raise holy hell with you and me and Coach Dabomir and all the others that are speaking out. They can raise holy hell against us all they want. They're still going to lose. Now, we know there is a righteous Father above who could end this today, but he's not going to do it for our disobedient children. Children who are ignoring him, children who curse him, children who believe that they're smarter than the living God, children who think that they can ignore the laws of the Almighty and do what the New World Order wants them to do so that they can get along to go along and keep their nice little toys and their technology. They're in love with technology. The same technology that's being used to put a corral around them and enslave them, but they're too damn stupid to even see it. The good news is it will all wash out in the end, because you can't violate the laws of God forever. Now, I personally would like to see things get set to straight right now. Why wait? This poor earth has been put through hell with all the chemicals, the spraying, the poisons, all of the demented things being done by greedy men, particularly these Jews. They believe everything on this earth and every person on this earth is here for their enjoyment, enslavement, and to rob. That's what they think. They are a complete aberration of all the things that are good in the Bible. They are a complete antithesis of that. And that's what the Christ said. Did he not? You will do the works of your father, the great adversary, Diablos, the devil. Okay? Obadiah, verse 18, makes it pretty clear. There's one group of people primarily responsible for all the hellish things going on in this earth. And yes, Obadiah was talking about Edom Esau. And guess who Edom Esau is today? According to the Jewish Encyclopedia, Jews are the modern day equivalent to Edom Esau in your scriptures. So, Obadiah and Ezekiel at chapter 15 make it very clear. Edom Esau, at some point, will no longer be here to torment mankind. And people say, well, Dan, that sounds kind of anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic. Are you telling me that these Jews are responsible for all this? Well, a lot of people don't want to say that because of the heat they get. But take a look around. Do you think it's a coincidence that the names associated with every demonic, diabolical thing going on today is Jewish? And sometimes the perpetrator may not themselves be a Jew, but a Jew directs them and finances them. And they do that quite frequently. They'll put a goyim, that's what they call us, like cattle. They put a goyim out front, some moron, like Maxine Waters, a complete retard, and they stuff enough money in her pocket to make her look like she's successful and knows what she's talking about, but anybody that's ever listened to her knows that she's a complete moron. All right? That's the useful idiot that the Bolsheviks are talking about. And they'll stuff money in her pocket and guide her into her imbecilic rantings until the day comes they no longer need her. And then they will throw her under the bus, or they will put her up against the wall and shoot her. Now, people say, oh, Dan, well, why would you say such a thing? Because I study history, that's why. All you got to do is go back 100 years and look at what the Bolsheviks did to the white Christian Russians as they took over that mighty Christian empire, and what they did to the good men and women there as they came to power. They murdered them. They murdered everybody that helped them come to power that was not part of their clique. And that included some other Jews, if they didn't feel they could trust them, or if they thought they were competition, as Trotsky was to Lenin. Or not Lenin, but Stalin, Joseph Stalin. He had Trotsky hunted down and murdered in cold blood, because he could no longer trust him. And Stalin was a typical Jew in that he was extremely paranoid. So he had a lot of people put to death. Anybody he thought could give any kind of challenge to his authority. So they kill lots of people, many of them innocent, but some of them are just fellow Bolsheviks that get in the way. So that's who they're playing games with, all right? So they're enjoying this rough ride over Christian America, the white believers that founded this nation and made it the great nation that it was. They're enjoying this ride because their pockets are full of Bolshevik shekels, just like Judas, who betrayed the Christ. They got pockets full of shekels. They've been given jobs that they're completely unfit for, like Ocasio-Cortez. She's a complete idiot. Okay, but it doesn't matter today because the Jews control everything, and this is their way of rubbing it in your face. We can put somebody up there with absolutely no credentials, no innate ability, and with our control of the fake news and our control of the money system, you'll take it. You'll take it. Any other country would have run those people out of Washington, D.C., and either sent them into exile or hung them for treason. Okay? That's what a sane society would do to misfits like this. These promoters of perversion and pedophilia and allowing 10 and 11-year-old children to be dressed up as cross-dressers and drag queens, they would be taken out and summarily executed for child abuse. But here, they're on Good Morning America with audiences clapping and laughing. Those are signs that you have become Babylon, folks. You're in it. It's not coming to a theater near you in the future. It's here now. You are living in the modern equivalent of Babylon, the great whore. You're in it. How does it feel as you watch this country self-implode? How does it feel? And again, there's no political process, there's no voting that's going to save the day. Not when people remain as non-repentant and rebellious as the white race is today. It's not going to happen. These are punishments from on high, turning the alien like a locust. The Bible calls it locusts, to eat out your sustenance. Well, that's what we're being swarmed by, locusts, which are non-white races, and they're eating out our sustenance. Because you have no representation in government, folks. All you have is the cacistocracy that's laughing at you as they are ripping apart your institutions, your history, your culture being destroyed, which is exactly what Saul Alinsky, another Bolshevik kike in his Rules for Radicals, details, and so do the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, another Bolshevik Zionist kike production. They lay it out there. They lay it out there. Yahweh has rules, you know. Even Satan himself had to have rules when, as in the case of Lot and other people, he was not allowed to do physical harm. These people are not allowed to come in and do physical harm directly to you. They get it done by deception. They tell police officers that they have to enforce these unconstitutional laws. They tell the military they have to fight unconstitutional and unwarranted wars because it's their duty. And like dummies, they just go along with it. They don't question it. They're like the rest of society. They don't question it. They just go out and do it. I was in the military. I saw it during Vietnam. Years later, many of us figured out that Vietnam was a hoax and completely unconstitutional, and that the Bay of Tonkin or the Gulf of Tonkin incident that started the whole thing was a complete sham. Never even happened. There never was an incident in the Gulf of Tonkin. Never was. Never. It was a complete fabrication by the Jew, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and the rest of his war hawks the neoconservative Bolshevik Jews around him. And like doleful idiots that we are, we dutifully went into the military. We bombed the piss out of North Vietnam and parts of South Vietnam. Killed many innocent people. Many of our boys died or had mental illnesses. Many came back and had problems from Agent Orange. One of the guys I work with down here passed on when he was only in his late 50s from the results of being exposed to Agent Orange. He was constantly at the VA trying to get help. Okay, this is what we put ourselves into when we become disobedient. Because an obedient person questions authority. Yahweh gave you a brain. He gave you instincts. He gave you a desire to be righteous. If you're in a relationship with the Father, you should desire to be righteous. You should desire to live truth and not lies and propaganda. And you should resist evil wherever you find it, just as it says in Proverbs. You should resist evil with everything in your whole body, your heart, mind, soul, and body. Resist evil wherever you find it, no matter who's doing it. Somebody in your family, a friend, or a Jew down the street. Doesn't matter. And we know we're having an effect against these people, these liars, these misfits, because of the censorship that's going on. There'd be no need to do that or to put out the propaganda or do a criminal act as the governor of Florida did in signing legislation protecting Israelis. Oh, he said Jews, but it's Israelis, Bolsheviks, traitors. He signed that, saying it's criminal to challenge the Holocaust when there's a ton of engineering data that says the Holocaust, as it's taught and told today, is completely false, just as in 9/11 is completely false. And yet this governor signed a bill to say it is criminal to challenge it? That's like signing a bill saying it's criminal to challenge 9/11 because they don't want you to find out the Israelis were behind that. You're in a country that's dying, folks. You got governors and a president that think it's okay to worship a foreign country and the inhabitants of a foreign country above your own people in your own country. That's a sign of treason. Yet the American people don't even say it. It's not fun to sit here and tell you these things. It really isn't. It's actually quite sad. It's not hard to see if you just get your head out of those flat screens long enough to have your brain kick back in. It's not hard to see. It's just called treason, folks. Your government officials are traitors. And yet, it's a form of insanity, you know, to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's a form of insanity. And you people are doing the same thing over and over and over again, and now you're doing it again with Trump. As if he's going to save the day. Really? Is it Trump going to come into your house and make you a believer? Is Trump going to come into your house and make you obey God's law when he's worshiping Satan's kids? You actually think Trump's going to save the day? Let me know how that works out for you, will you? I don't hold such a foolish view. I don't expect anything good coming from him or the band of merry warmongering Jews around him. So you can go ahead. You people have turned it into a cult worship situation with Trump because the alternative is so bad. Yeah, obviously. Hillary is an outright traitor Bolshevik. No doubt about it. But that doesn't mean that you automatically accept the alternative without question. No matter what he says or does, it's okay because the alternative was Hillary. Do you see how easy it is to play you? All they had to do is turn Hillary loose with the main objective to be Donald all along. How easy. They knew the American people hated Hillary. They knew that. If you could figure it out, let me tell you, they could figure it out. But think about this. Let's play devil's advocate here. They hate Hillary to the point where they're ready to go to war, civil war in this country. So we know Hillary's not going to get in. Let's pick our boy to run against her. Because whoever we put in that spot is going to win for sure. Especially if we dress him up in conservatism and make him like he's a outsider and he's saying the right things and he's going to give the power back to you. Do you feel more powerful today, folks? I sure as hell don't. Every good person I know that has any kind of integrity, does any kind of honest research, whether it's about politics, medical mafia, the pharmacies, the geoengineering, whatever, I see them being put upon. I see them struggling. I see them being threatened. So tell me again how this band of merry men that's going to fix the world, when is that going to kick in here? We're 2.5 years into his administration, and I'm still reading about red flag laws. I'm still reading that, no, the Jews are still in charge. Still haven't heard about 9/11. We don't see Hillary in prison. We don't see the Podestas on trial for child molestation. We don't see any more talk about these massive pedophile rings being taken down. All that's been forgotten because it's Trump, 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 Trump. Again, all they got to do is throw up the evil Bolshevik alternative, and the lighter version of Bolshevism becomes your idol. You've actually fallen into idol worship. Do you know that? It's like a cult. This Trump thing is just like a cult, just like the Q thing was. And I admit it, I wanted the Q thing to be for real until I finally realized that it's all part of the game. Okay, we're being played, folks. Because the real savior, the real king of kings, you're completely ignoring him. You're still going after political solutions. You're still looking to the arm of flesh to save this country and this world. And it ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's either that or take your Bible. Please do me a big favor and take your Bible outside, put it in a garbage can, pour lighter fluid on it, and burn it. You don't believe it. I don't even know why you have it in your possession. You don't read it, and when you do read it, you don't believe what's in it. And you don't believe what the Holy Spirit's telling you. If you would spend time in conversation with the Father, it's called prayer, which is real time. It doesn't need a Bible. It doesn't need scripture. It doesn't need a history book. It doesn't need the History Channel. It doesn't need a university professor. It's direct communication with the Commander-in-Chief, Yahweh himself, through the Holy Spirit. You have that. Why aren't you using it? Why are you watching YouTubes? Why are you listening to me? You have the ability to go to the source. That's the whole reason I'm here. Not to promote any man that's walking this earth, but to get you to go to the King of Kings, your Creator, your Heavenly Father. Honor your father and mother is what the Ten Commandments says. Honor, that's Abraham and Sarah. That's your ancestors. In fact, let me read you a verse that popped up on my screen today. This is out of Leviticus chapter 19. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. Now, today's church world and these pontificating prostitutes behind the pulpit who have sold themselves out like whores, they'll tell you that, see here, you're not to bear any kind of grudge on the children of your people, and that means everybody on earth. And see, you're supposed to love your neighbor, even though your neighbor is a jihadi Middle Eastern Muslim, and your neighbor is a Zionist Bolshevik Jew. your neighbor is a Buddhist, your neighbor is a Asiatic Shintoist. Now that you're listening to that, do you really understand how stupid that is? Okay? What does it really say? Well, first of all, it was written originally in Hebrew and then translated into Greek in the Septuagint. And it says here, taking vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children, meaning descendants of your people. This was written to the Israelites, the Hebrews, the white race. It wasn't written for everybody else. How many ancient peoples in the darkest of Africa could read Hebrew and later Greek? Answer? None. How many Chinamen could read ancient Hebrew or Greek and know what this verse says? Answer? None. You could say that for the rest of the peoples on earth. That's why it says, you're my peculiar people. And he said, you are a holy seed. You know what holy means? Holy means to be set apart, consecrated to Yahweh. That's you and me, the white Adamic race. We were put here for a purpose. We're not doing it. What's the purpose? To restore order, restore the earth, bring it back to its pristine condition, bring it back to the laws of the Almighty, and stop listening to these damn governments. They are beasts. All of them are. We, mankind, do not need them. And there is an awakening going on in this world, and people are beginning to understand that. The true Adamic believer, the true Adamic warrior male, they have no problem giving him their obedience. The other races understand this. I've spoken to other races. They don't have a problem with that. They don't want to be under the abuse of white people, and many times they confuse Jews with white people because Jews are not white. Okay, so they put the malfeasance and the machinations of the Jews on the white race. Well, that's just not true, and that's a misnomer, and there are many races are beginning to figure that out. I've even spoken to middle-aged black men who understand this. It's a very simple process, folks. We, Adam, was put here approximately 6,000 years ago with a mission to be his administrators on this earth. And the world's governments and organized religions have lied to you about almost everything, because everything you're told in a church, a government institution, or religious circles has been manufactured for you with the purpose to keep you under control. What the government can't control, they leave to the church to control. And between the two of them, they have almost total domination over you. And yet the Bible calls them the beasts. And they call the harlot that rides on the beast organized religion. And the number one enemy of organized religion is the Roman Catholic Church. She is the head of the whore. She's the great whore. And the denominations that broke away from the Catholic Church are the daughters of the great whore. So all you denominationalists out there, you're no better than the Roman Catholic Church. All you did is figure out that the Pope is a fraud and the whole hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church is a fraud. That's all. But everything else you're doing, all the ritualism, all the long-winded prayers, all the so-called good works, handing out soup in soup lines and giving out some free clothing to them poor people down the street. Yes, sir, we do good works in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we do. Really? Have you told your congregations the truth about the medical mafia? Well, no, Dan, we didn't talk about that. Did you tell them the truth about pharmaceuticals? Well, no, we didn't tell them about that. In fact, we just lost two more members of our church to cancer the other day, and another poor gentleman went into a home with dementia. So while you're handing out soup in soup lines and clothing, you've got your congregation falling sick and ill, and you're not telling them the truth about that. Did you tell them the truth about the government and the fact that we are in charge and they are our public servants, and that when they go counter to God's law, that they have no right to do that and the law is of no effect? Did you tell your congregation about that? Well, Dan, no, we didn't happen to mention that, because we're too busy handing out free soup and sandwiches and clothing to the poor. We don't have time to tell them about the medical mafia. We don't have time to tell them about unconstitutional government. We're too busy being Christ-like. You know, we're walking around in sandals with long hair and robes, and we're handing out free stuff. That's what these morons think being a Christian is all about. That's what these morons think that followers of Christ are all about. Christ went into the temple and overturned the money tables. The money changers, the tables of the money changers, who were kikes. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the size of his testicles to walk into a building that they own and walk up to their most precious thing on this earth, which is their money, and overturning the table? You try doing that today. Go into one of these Federal Reserve banks and overturn their tables full of money. See how long you last. Yeah, he had stones in his sack. Not these wimps we call preachers today. Not these wimps that sit in the pews that we have today. They're good for nothing. They're good to be thrown down on the dirt and stomped under. That's what happens to salt when it has no more savior. That's what happens to salt when it no longer preserves anything. When it no longer influences every aspect of society, it's thrown down on the ground and tread under the feet of man. How does it feel, white man? Have everybody's boot on your neck. You got the women's boot on your neck. You got the minority's boot on your neck. You got the government boot on your neck. How's it feel, white man? You don't even have obedience in your own home. Your children and your wives rule over you. Instead of us being the king's administrators. Second in command to the king himself. That's what the white man is. If he's in obedience, if he's a believer, if he repents of disobeying his law. There's a big ifs. Big, big ifs. And the white man hasn't figured it out yet. We're still walking around like we don't have any authority and we have to have everybody's permission to save Mother Earth. Do you realize how stupid that sounds? We need somebody's permission to save our own race, to save our children, to save our loved ones, to save our country, and to save this earth from being destroyed. We need permission for that. We should be rounding these sons of bitches up and putting them in prison and on trial in front of our tribunals of white men, white military men, who know the Christ, and they will pass judgment as the judges of ancient Israel, Jacob Israel, not that litter box over in the Middle East, that cesspool, that den of thieves and vipers. That's all that little litter box is good for. That's not the Israel of the Bible. The Israel of the Bible is a man, Jacob and his descendants. You're being led around and lied to and deceived at a rate that just beggars description. No more wars for these damn Jews. And this Iranian thing is all false flag, neocons pushing it, like that Ben Shapiro, that little faggot kike, and the ilk like him. I'm glad Owen Benjamin and many others, Adam Green and many others, are exposing that little kike. Ellen Brown is probably one of the most well-known in the United States for writing and speaking about how to come back to public banking instead of these Jewish central banks. We can have power back to the people and come up with our own money system. Again, Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, Ellen Brown. If you Google it, you can find her. I think she's out in the Midwest somewhere. And she's putting out a lot of information. We can do this. We can have our, we can create our own new currency, our own new money system, and step right around the Jew. In fact, that's what we should be doing. The Jews hate the BDS movement, which is boycott, sanction, and divest. Okay, boycott, divest, and sanction the Jews. You could throw another S in there. Separate. Separate yourself. BDSS. Separate yourself from these kikes. Don't do business with them. Don't have any kind of fellowship. Don't attend any of their social events, their synagogues, their weddings. Avoid them like the plague, because they are a plague upon mankind. I'll give you a case in point. This is a member of my family, and I won't say how close, but still a member of my family. The man and his wife attended a wedding. Now, these are long-standing members of a church, a mainstream denomination, at one time a elder in the church, attended a wedding of a friend because their daughter was getting married. And who was the daughter getting married to? Another woman. Now, let me ask you a question. What is in a person's mind to think that it's okay to show your approval of the wedding of homosexuals? And now we have not only church members, but we got preachers who are openly saying that this is okay. It's okay. Really? Again, I can't wrap my head around that. I love my family. I really do. I love my family. But boy, sometimes they push me. Because my love for the Father exceeds my love of family. And I've told them how I feel about that. I know it won't make any damn difference. But I told them anyway. I said, why would you even darken the doorstep of a church or any building and condone the marriage of two women, two men? Now, hell, you can marry a horse or a tree or a rock. And again, what is it? Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Dying society. Not a thriving society. Not a society that's going to go forward and upward. It is a dying society. How much more of these perversions do you have to see before you're going to repent? That's what I want to know. And be willing to tell the truth about everything, including the Jew, including the perversion. You know, a lot of these people speak out about the homosexual transgender thing and pedophilia. Yeah. But when it gets to the Jew, hold on now. We can't talk about Jews because we're friends with Jews. They're our allies. They're our allies. Really? So allies spy on their fellow allies the way the Jews do? Allies steal intellectual property from their allies the way the Jews do? Allies rip off financially the members of the country that are their fellow allies, like the Jews do through central banking? Allies sink their own allies' ships, as in the USS Liberty and USS Cole, attempted to sink and killed U.S. naval personnel. That's what allies do? I don't know what universe you're from, but in my universe, an ally is like a friend. And friends don't do that to friends. Or else you have a very perverted idea of what friendship and being an ally is all about. No, the Jews are arch enemies of all mankind, because they do these things to all nations. Spying, intrigue, assassination. Remember I told you about the Winter Olympics in Norway many years ago, when they gunned down a Palestinian man in the streets. His wife and children witnessed him being machine gunned down by six Israelis in a sedan. Five men and a woman. Pulled up, jumped out, and shot this man to death right on the street. And guess what? They had to publicly admit that they shot the wrong man. I still remember looking at my picture tube television, the old CRT type television, as this pompous ass Mossad officer got up and told the world, this pompous ass kike Bolshevik Jew told the whole world on public television it wasn't their fault because he looked like the Palestinian they were after. Only a Jew would have the chutzpah, the gall, the balls to get in a public forum and say that it was okay to gun somebody down and really not their fault. They didn't commit murder because it was a guy who looked like the guy we were after. You know, that should have sent red flags off in Christian America back then. But we bought it because, after all, the Jews are the chosen, Dan. And they can't do any wrong. Well, yeah, that Palestinian man and his wife will probably never be the same. And she witnessed her husband, her beloved husband, being shot to death in front of him. And his kids witnessed it. But, you know, after all, it's them. It's the Jews. And, you know, we just can't say anything about Jews. Yeah, they committed murder, but we have to give them a pass. Because, after all, they're chosenites. And someday in the future, all of these despicable, demonic, perverted Jews are going to repent and come to Christ, Dan. Isn't that glorious? Oh, my God. What a wonderful day that will be. Well, in the meantime, though, Dan, we have to put up with their lying, stealing, cheating, murder, sabotage, assassination, embezzlement, defrauding. We have to do that because someday in the distant future, have you figured out how stupid all this is yet? This mainstream churchianity, these lying prostitutes, these whores in the mainstream churches and what they're telling their congregations. Turn a blind eye to these people. They're robbing you blind, Dan. They're robbing you blind, but you turn a blind eye now, you hear? Because I'm telling you, this here holy book I'm holding in my hand, it's telling you that these Jews, they're God's chosen people. They're the Israel of the Bible, as in John Hagee and Kenneth Copeland and the rest of those pervert, lying misfits. Can't you just hear them? This here, Jimmy Swaggart, throw him in there too. This here Bible says that Israel's God's chosen. Oh, the lunacy, the idiocy has no limits. People gobble that bullshit up by the bucketful because their brains have ceased to function. Their ability to reason has ceased to function. They will put their faith in a talking head of these misfit prostitutes coming across that flat image controlled by the beast, and they'll buy it. When anybody with any logic at all would sit back going, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. These people aren't our friends. Where do you get off saying they're your friends? Friends don't do that kind of thing. And here's the other thing, too. Well, Dan, those Jews, you know, they're pretty damn good with money, and they're very, very smart. I love that one. They're smart and very good with money. I said, well, if you have a monopoly on the central banking system, how hard is it for you to make money? If you've got the insider information at the stock market, you're rigging the stock market, you're rigging the Federal Reserve, and you own the printing presses. And I would say it would be pretty damn stupid not to be pretty good with money if you controlled all that. So throw that one out. And if they're so damn smart, why do they have to steal everything? Why do they have to steal intellectual property? Copyrighted material. Why do they have to steal it? Why did RCA Records, the Jew president, steal that teenage boy's patented perfection of the electronic camera, the tube, that became cinematic cameras, and they were able to make movies? They couldn't get it to work. Engineers, PhDs, nobody got it to work, but a boy, a teenage boy out in the Midwest on a corn farm, he figured it out. And his teacher received the paper where he drew it up, and that's what saved him in the patent lawsuit that the Jews brought against him. They actually won. They won. But you know what the Jews did? They tied it up in court because they got so goddamn much money. They tied it up in court for 20 years until the patent ran out. And then they started mass producing movie cameras using the boys' technology. So what part of that is my friend? What part of that tells me they're so damn smart? What part of that tells me they're so good with money? No, they are despicable, lying, misfit thieves and robbers. That's what they are. And that story with RCA Records, that's only one. There are many stories very similar to where the Jew asked Tom, if Thomas Edison were still here or Westinghouse was still here, they could tell you. Or Nikola Tesla, if he was still here, he could tell you how the Jews do business. Michael Jackson and Prince were speaking out about what the Jews were doing to control the music industry, and all of a sudden they're not here anymore. Now, I don't know if they've been moved off to some remote island and told to shut up, or they killed them. But one way or the other, they're not here to talk anymore. You see, when you out them. But I'm supposed to believe they're smart and good with money. No, they're despicable. They're liars. They have no morals. They have no moral compass. There's no integrity, not one shred of integrity in their bodies. And don't hand me, I've got a Jewish friend bullshit story.
Dan, I've got a friend down the street, and they're Jewish. I think they're just fine people, Dan. So I don't think you're telling the truth, because I got a Jew that's a friend of mine.
Well, he's a friend of yours until you wake up one morning and find out that your bank account's been robbed, or your house has been taken out from underneath you, or some other shenanigan by a Jew, and probably find out that your friend the Jew was down talking to the banker Jew friend and told them about your situation. If you trust a Jew, you're a fool. Period. I don't give a damn who the Jew is. You have to understand that that's an enemy agent. In whatever fashion you're in league with them, whether it's a business deal or any other, you're in league with Satan's kids, and he is an enemy spy. If you don't know that, you're never, ever going to succeed. The Tea Party, which is taxed enough already, that started up in 2009. I was at the big rally in Washington, D.C., and we predicted it wasn't going to go anywhere the day we went to the rally. Why? Because at the podium was Jew after Jew after Jew, supposedly all for it and going to help promote it. Really? Really. So where did the Tea Party go? Right into the toilet. How do you control your opposition? You lead it. That's what the Jews say. Control your opposition by leading it. Fox News is owned by who? Kikes. All the other networks are owned by who? Kikes. Many of the conservative talk show people are paid for by who? Kikes. But you think you're going to hear the truth? Well, they wouldn't lie to you. Oh, no. I'm reading more and more stories about the invaders coming across our border. And again, where's your representatives? Where are the people who are trying to do the right thing for our country? Nowhere to be found. When are the people going to take up arms and do it themselves? Good question. Probably never, because the white race is pretty much made up of cucks nowadays. They won't even defend their own homes, their own children, their own wives, their own land. Instead, they'll turn it over to the Bolsheviks and let them get away with literally murder and allowing this invasion, which the Bible told us about. Satan, the great dragon, at the end of the age, would unleash a flood upon the lands of the Adamic people. So every white nation is being flooded by these invaders, just as the book says. And yet the white people still sit around, well, Dan, I'm a pagan, I'm a Aryan Viking, they got all, well, I don't believe in that there Jewish book. Jewish book? What the hell are you talking about, a Jewish book? You talking about the Old Testament? Written by our ancestors? Oh, you know, my favorite one is these New Testament Christians. Well, Dan, I can't believe in a God that's violent and angry like the one in that Old Testament. I'm a New Testament Christian, which is basically saying that they believe in the writings of Paul. They completely ignore John and Mark and Matthew. So they pretty much soak up all of Paul's bullshit. I'm a New Testament Christian, Dan. And I love to get them and I ask them, well, you believe in Christ, don't you? Yes, sir. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Well, Yeshua quoted the prophets, the same ones that are in that Old Testament that you have just completely disavowed. So, which is it, dude? Do you believe in Christ or not? Or are you going to try to tell me Christ is a liar? Is that the next thing I'm going to hear? Because he quoted Old Testament prophets. He came here to fulfill part of his law. And he said, if you love me, obey my commandments. Where do you think those commandments are located, moron? Yeah. In the old parchment. People today are dumber than rocks. I hate to tell you this. That's one of the frustrating things about staying down here on this earth, underneath the firmament, in this prison planet that we're trapped in. And yeah, we're trapped here, folks. If you think you're going to go into outer space or any of this, quote, secret space program or any of this other bullshit is for real, I got news for you. You're on a prison planet and you ain't going nowhere. There ain't going to be no rapture. There ain't going to be no spaceship take you to a new continent on a new planet so you can start all over again because you let this one go to hell. You're here. And you're not going anywhere. They're still trying to force vaccinations. Now New York, Jew York, and their Jew governor are saying that they can take your children away if you don't put their poisons in their bodies. Ah, the Jew, our friend, such magnanimous people, so loving of mankind. But they want to force you by the legislative enactments and at the point of a gun to put poison in your family. While the Jews themselves don't put that bullshit in their bodies. Did you know that? Like Dr. Axe, who's a kike. Okay, he's making commercials, typical of Jews, they're complete hypocrites. He's making commercials that you need to vaccinate your family while his family's not vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? A kike's lips are moving, they're lying. How about that? Another truism. Another YouTube channel I'd highly recommend because this young man is very much aware of what's going on. Actually, there's two of them. Owen Benjamin is nailing it pretty much on all eight cylinders. Not completely perfect, but he's banging it away pretty damn good. And Vincent James on his channel, The Red Elephants. The Red Elephant's Vincent James is the whole name of his YouTube channel. He had a very good expose on just the other day. More and more of these YouTube channel exposing the machinations of these criminal elements, and many of them are waking up to the Jew, which is hallelujah. Hallelujah for that. Amazing Polly, a very, very well-spoken young lady up in Canada, is also exposing a lot of this stuff. So vaccinations are poison. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Your body has an immune system that doesn't need to have some serum made up for a particular strain. I love that. Well, the vaccine didn't work because there's a new strain out. Gee, that's like the weathermen. You get to keep your job even though you're wrong 99% of the time. Well, a doctor's wrong, and he can put poisons in your body, and then when you get sick anyway, well, there's a new strain. It's morphed, and it's become something kind of different there, so you're going to have to get another vaccine. Whereas if you just do what Yahweh says and keep your body in good health, you have an immune system that will take care of virtually any fungus, virus, germ, bacteria, any. But you choose to go the way of the medical mafia. I still can't figure that out. It doesn't work. If it worked, it'd be one thing. I'd be the first one to say, well, I guess I got to shut up. Medical mafia has saved the day yet again, and instead, I'm watching loved ones drop like flies. I'm watching personalities I've known for years drop like flies, and the medical mafia wasn't any help at all. In fact, they were actually very much a part of why these loved ones didn't make it. And yet, everybody still touts the party line. Another thing we need to get rid of, and the sooner we do it, the better, is the corporations. The Jews are the ones behind centralization. Just remember that. Centralization equals control. There's only one group of people that want to centralize control so that they are the masters of this world, and that's the Jew. Because they're few in number. So they need to get all of the power at the top of the pyramid because they want to sit at the very top. They don't have the numbers to take over the world militarily or any otherwise. They got to do it through corporations and government. What are the things, and they do it through the churches. They've got control of the churches, particularly the Roman Catholic Church. But they also, the World Council of Churches and many of the seminaries, they're all under their control. So they've got a three-way control. They got you by the government, regulation. They've got you by organized religion. And they've got you through the corporate structure, because if you want a job to feed your family, you're going to obey what the corporations tell you. Trilateral. Triumvirate. They're also trying to tell you that murdering the babies within a mother's womb is a woman's right. Take it up with the father, will you? If you're that stupid, you don't know what murder is, well, then I guess we deserve to die as a race, and this earth deserves to die as a place that we occupy. And then it can renew itself, and the animal kingdom can come back to its height of well-being, I guess is what you'd call it. Anyway, it's when man gets involved at all the mixing of the breeds and all of the problems come into the animal and plant world. So when we're gone, maybe they'll restore without us. Since Adam was put here to maintain law and order and to keep the planet pure, both mankind and the animals and the plants and the water and the air, and we've decided to chase after physical pleasures, entertainment, sports, drugs, alcohol, money, careers. We're chasing after all that. We're too busy. The Jews love it when we do things like that. I just saw the article where Illinois has now made marijuana legal, and it's been pointed out to me, something I didn't realize. Why all of a sudden, after all this time of convincing us of all the detriments of medical marijuana and even the smoking marijuana. CBD is a very beneficial, hemp is a very beneficial plant. Hemp has no THC in it, virtually none. It's like 0.1% THC, not enough to get you high. And yet they outlawed hemp too. Why is that? Because hemp is very good for you. Hemp oil could be used to make plastics. The hemp plant purifies the soil. Hemp makes absolutely fantastic fabric to make clothing out of. Hemp paper will last a long time. The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper, and it's still here. If it was written on the modern-day version of paper, it wouldn't have lasted 30 years. And yet hemp paper is still here hundreds of years later. Okay? We pollute everything we touch at behest of our Zionist Bolshevik masters. Instead of preserving anything, we're actually debasing everything because they're telling us it's the right thing to do. And we're just following along. We don't push back. It's really quite sad. So now all of a sudden, hemp and even marijuana are legal. Why is that? Because it's the same thing with cars and gasoline. When cars were first produced, they were going to run on alcohol. Because alcohol is easy to make. Anything that decays, like plants, even newspapers, any organic material that decays can be used to make alcohol. So you could make it on your own farm. And many people do. So cars were designed to run on alcohol. Well, Mr. Rockefeller said, wait a minute, I've got all my money in oil. And so guess what? The next thing you know, everything has changed, and the only thing allowed to run in a car is gasoline produced from what? Petroleum, oil. So the Jews make money, even though alcohol would have been a much cleaner, more practical thing. And the early inventors of the combustion engine and the automobiles were going to go that way until the Jew and his money and his influence got in there. And our crooked politicians went along with it. So the same thing's happening now with marijuana and hemp. Why are they releasing it? Because the Jews have figured out how to make money. They're going to control the farms. Only certain farms are going to be allowed to sell their hemp and marijuana. They've also figured out how to make GMO versions of this hemp and marijuana, which the Jews, of course, will push upon the people. See how it works, folks? Okay? It should never have been outlawed to begin with, but now it's going to be legal because our allies, our friends, these despicable, diabolical, Christ-hating Jews have figured out a way to make money and control it. So now you're going to be allowed to have it. That's the way it works. That's the way it works, over and over and over again. And you keep allowing these misfits to tell you what to do. The other thing, as I pointed out, since my sister is now departed and I watched what my brother-in-law and his family had to go through with the monopoly, the near monopoly of the mortuaries and funeral homes by the Jew. It's unbelievable, the prices and what you have to go through. What did we do for thousands of years with our beloved family members when they passed over? We dug a hole and we buried them with respect. That's it. That's all it takes. The world never died. There was no great plague. All of the things, the fear porn that's put out there, well, you got to bury them a certain way, and you got to have a vault, and you got to have a casket, and they got to be embalmed. You got to. Well, what the hell did we do for thousands of years without that stuff? Ah, but Dan, you don't seem to get it. The Jew needs to make money, and they need to control. And here's the other thing. Even though it's a bit of a nasty subject, but mortuaries have been found putting the person in a different coffin if there was nobody watching so that they could sell the original coffin again. Does that sound Jewish or not? Sometimes the body is sold off if they don't think anybody's ever going to exhume it. The body's sold off to a research facility or whatever, and the family never knows because you didn't stick around to watch and verify. Sometimes the family member, if they're young enough and healthy enough, their organs are taken and sold. You don't know what happens down that mortuary, do you? You're too busy. You're too trusting. I'm just saying, isn't it amazing what we accept by people who are part of a cacistocracy? Okay? These are people that you're allowing you to tell you how to live and to die, who you wouldn't buy a used car from because they're so dishonest. And yet you believe they have the right to dictate every facet of your existence. And yet if you knew their personal habits and their personal beliefs and the way they conduct themselves, you wouldn't even buy a used car from them. And yet you think they're little gods. You've made them an idol to be worshipped. What's worship mean? It means you give them reverence. You give them obedience. And you tithe your tax dollars to them. You have created idols. And you worship your idols more than you do the living God. And we think we're going to survive? I got news for you, folks. We're on the way out. Just as the book predicted, my flock is a tiny flock. Tiny flock. The whole world is on that wide path that's headed straight for the cliff. It's only a tiny flock that still has some vision, that still has discernment, who still cares enough to speak up and to not go the way of the lemmings headed for the cliff. It's sad to watch because it doesn't have to be that way. That's what makes it so sad. It's so easy to come to the living God. Yahweh above, who put on flesh and was known as Yahshua. It's the same entity, folks. We don't have three gods. We don't have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's one. One. Isaiah 33, verse 22 makes it very, very clear. Our King, our Lawgiver, and our Judge, and will be our Savior. Old Testament, talking about Yahweh, will be our Savior. He came to earth, put on flesh, died, so that we could be married again to our King, our husband, our Father Yahweh. Don't make a new God out of this Jesus Christ as if he's something different. That's what you're doing. They've taken the Old Testament and they've said that the God of the Old Testament, he's angry and he's vengeful and he's got conditions. Well, I like our new God, Jesus Christ, because, you know, he just loves everybody, Dan. Give him all the little children. Bring the little queers over here. Come on, little queers and you transgenders and you race mixers over there. You come on over here and, you know, you doctors that kill people but it's okay because you make money and you legislators that are traitors. And, you know, have sold out everybody and let the bankers do what they're doing and let the government go over there and you're sending our boys in the military to go fight Jewish wars, you know. But Dan, that's the Jesus I love. He just loves everybody, Dan. Everybody. It doesn't matter how corrupt you are. It doesn't matter what a misfit you are. He just loves everybody, Dan. Why can't you just love like he does, Dan? Haven't you ever heard that before? I have, plenty of times. That's what would Jesus say? Well, do you want to know what the real Yahshua would say, or do you want to know what the modern idol that they've created called Jesus Christ would say, even though that's not a name? These morons won't even admit that. His name was Yahshua. His title was Messiah, or Christos, Christ. That means anointed.
It's not a name. It's a mission. And let me tell you, there's more than one anointed in the history of this world. There's only one Yahshua, the anointed, but John was anointed. Matthew was anointed. King David was anointed. Jonathan was anointed. Jeremiah was anointed. Ezekiel was anointed, etc., etc., etc. And they talk as if this Jesus Christ, even though Jesus is a German word that means Jesus. That's what Jesus comes from, the German Bible. J-E-S-U-S is German, not English. How do you pronounce it in German? Jesus. How did the Greeks pronounce Yahshua? Jesus. Duh. But you got people stomping around. Well, you gotta come to know Jesus. Well, if he was sitting in front of you, he wouldn't recognize that name. Who are you talking about? Who the hell is this Jesus? Is it Jesus? Jesus? Who are you talking about, son? Because when I walked this earth, there was nobody called Jesus. Because none of the ancient languages had a J with a J sound in any of the ancient alphabets. So first of all, there's no Jeremiah. There's no Joshua. There's no Jesus. You got pompous asses waving that book called a Bible that was given to you by the Roman Catholic Church. Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, they've got a pretty good record of being honest. As if that's the only word of God. Really? Really? My Heavenly Father's contained in the books given to us by the Roman Catholic Church, and that's the end of the story. Really? The stupidity is mind-numbing today. And there was a time when I felt I needed to be a little softer, but you know, you sort of have an epiphany when somebody as close as my sister is taken from you. It causes you to reflect a little deeper, a little harder. It also reminds you of the mortality of this world. Okay? She was younger than I am. She's gone already. Okay? It reminds you, you're on borrowed time from the time you take your first breath. You're on borrowed time. You don't know how much time you have. And maybe that's why it sort of gave me a kick in the ass. To say, why am I pussyfooting around? Why don't I just come out and say what it is? Why am I trying to be so nice, be a nice guy all the time? I have compassion. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a compassionate man. I'm not a violent man. I'm an honest man. I'm a caring man. But there's only so much you can take before you just have to tell it like it is. And you people aren't getting it. Now, there is an awakening going on. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, Coach Davimir lately has been on fire. He's starting to get it. Chuck Baldwin is starting to get it. And I'm not saying this as if I'm a better man. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying this because this is my mission. This is what my personal promise to my Creator was. That as he presented truths to me, I would share them with the sheep. And that's what I've been doing. That's all. And it's been an honor to do that. I love doing that. Because he's allowed me to see that obedience to him brings blessings. But it also means that I've seen what happens when you are disobedient. And it really hurts when those closest to you have been disobedient.
when things could have maybe been a little different had they trusted and obeyed. And that's all he's asking, folks. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. You want out of this mess? You want to see all this invasion going away and this nonsense with these minorities and these illegals and these invaders and the crooked banking and the crooked government? It goes away instantly when you come to know the Father as a people. You remember, the scriptures were written to a race of people, not to one family, not to individuals. It was written to a race of mankind called the Aryan Hebrew Israelite people, today known as Caucasians. That was why we were put here. Adam, to show blood in the face, blush. Only one race does that. Pure race. I'm not talking about half-breeds. Pure race. And we failed. This world is in travail because we failed. We drank the Kool-Aid. We chased after the whores. We chased after the baubles and the trinkets. The same things that the devil took Christ up on the mount and baubled in front of him. Naked women, beautiful women, shiny cars, shiny chariots, beautiful horses, large ranches, golden palaces. All the trinkets that you chase and spend an entire lifetime pursuing. He waved in front of the Christ and he'd have none of it. Satan wins when we accept the bribery. If you love the Father, there's nothing he can present to you that's worth it. And that is the dividing issue with the white race today. We're whores, chasing after the Jewish baubles and selling out our own race and selling out our own home called Earth, chasing after their blood-soaked shekels. When if you turn away from that, they lose all of their power. All of it. They become just like the Wizard of Oz when you pulled the curtain back. It's just a skinny, paranoid, sickly, demented, shriveled up little Jew spreading his fear porn and bodacious blatherings as if he's the master, when all he is a sickly little man with no power whatsoever except to deceive and to bribe. It's worked for him so far. But their day is coming to an end. Hallelujah. Let's pray that we see it sooner rather than later. I think enough innocent people have died. Enough innocent people have suffered. Enough deaths on the battlefield. Enough misery with this centralized Jewish banking. Let's walk away, folks. Let's start a real walk away. Walk away from this Jewish-created hell. And let's walk back into what our Heavenly Father envisioned for his sons and daughters. And by the way, when the sons and daughters are returned to their rightful place, all the other people will be lifted up as well. This isn't for whites only. Whites are the Adamic people that were put here to accomplish this. But when Earth and all of these systems are correctly administered, all people will be blessed. Just as the scripture says, those who bless Abraham will be blessed, and those who curse Abraham, our ancestor, will be cursed. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to speak on this platform. We know that the enemy is doing everything they can to shut this down, but we also know that you said your word would not go out and be void and not come back to you with accomplishments and changes. We put into the ether your truths and your desires. And we know that once we do that, we give it energy and it goes forth. Already there are many, many people coming together who share a common vision. And a vision that could only come from obedience to you and a vision given by the Holy Spirit. So we know the remnant is going to come through this. We have no doubt about that. We're just sad that so many people will suffer and continue to suffer simply because they're arrogant and boneheaded and stiff-necked. We would wish that all would repent and take a knee and bow and ask for forgiveness and come to know the living God the way we do, to know that Yahweh sits up there as a loving Father, not as an ogre, not as a Zeus with a lightning rod to punish people. We are his creation. We are his children. He wants us to behave ourselves. And we have not done a very good job, Father. We ask for those who do come to you and repent, Father, that you would bless them, forgive them, pour out the Holy Spirit upon them, give them the comforter that you promised when you walked this earth as Yeshua, that can bring peace beyond understanding. Because the other people of this world do not see it and will not experience it. So be with us and give us discernment, Father, and give us a stiff backbone that we would stand tall and proud and also stand up against evil wherever we find it. And we'd also ask, Father, that you would put a wall of protection around your sons and daughters and protect us from our many enemies until the day of your return, until the day this kingdom is restored and the enemy is destroyed forever. We ask all this in the name of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.